This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me know how you feel, what you're thinking. Dr. B joins us right after the break. Dr. Bridget Milson. Talk about some of the mental health issues going on in the country right now due to what's happening. With all the craziness going around, we don't know what to expect. Now the CDC is talking about even a worse... You know, these variations that are going to get worse. Does that mean more masks? Does that mean more lockdowns? I mean, people cannot or will not go through this. They're either going to outwardly and violently push back, right? Or if they comply, they're going to lose their minds at home. I mean, it's craziness. It's not healthy. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Look, not all teachers are like this. So let me start off by saying that there's some great teachers out there. But you see what your kids are up against now. You have that woman in Palmdale, California, teacher, who beat up on some little kid verbally and talked about him being black. This was not a conservative teacher. Are there true colors coming out when the pressure's on? Just curious. Now you have a Virginia high school teacher seen in the video berating a student for not acknowledging race during a lecture. Right? So the footage posted online shows a Virginia high school teacher appearing to yell at a student for not acknowledging the race of two girls seen in a presentation slide. The video was taken from a lecture of a Loudoun County public school in Ashburn. It's posted to YouTube. It shows a slide of two girls. One was a red-headed white girl. The other was a black girl. What color hair she had? Why did it matter what color hair the white girl had? They were standing back to back with a caption, "What is race?" The teacher asked students what they see in the picture. One unidentified student says he sees two people chilling, which is the perfect answer. Right. Just two people? Nothing more in that picture, the teacher asks? No, not really. Just two people chilling. I don't believe that you believe that, the teacher says. I don't believe that you look at this as just two people. Now see, she's not asking him what he sees. Now she's telling him what he sees. And she's telling him that he's not a good person for not seeing this. Think about that. I don't believe that you believe that, the teacher says. I don't believe that you look at this as just two people. It truly is just two people, though. It is not, the student replies. I'm sorry. I apologize. It truly is just two people. Is it not, the student replies. Their back and forth continues with the teacher calling the student intentionally coy. You know, he should be seeing something else. Eventually, student asks the teacher if he's goading him into saying that there are two different races in the picture. She says, yes, I am. Right? So she's pumping him to get why. What did race have to do with two people just hanging out? Matter of fact, to her point, you know, because we can't get along, we're not doing it, we're terrible people. Here you have two people from different races that are chilling, that are getting along, that are just two normal people hanging out. Well, at the end of the day, wouldn't that just be feeding into the problem of looking at race instead of just acknowledging them as two normal people? I want this kid in my class. I would want this kid working for me. No, it's not, because you can't look at people and not acknowledge they are different. Why? Why can't you? Why can't I look at another person and just another human being? Another guy, another girl working next to me in at the plant or wherever we're working. I don't say, you know, when I was in technology, when they say, what team are you with? I'm at the such and such team. Oh, by the way, it's made up of a white woman, a black woman, two black men, a transgender white guy, a white girl that claims to be or that's not how we talk in the real world. And when we were a team, we were a team. We were a team of. Nobody was treated any differently because they were black or whatever. In a Facebook post obtained by the Daily Wire, school board member Beth Abarch told parents that the video was from an excerpt of a high school class discussing in a dual enrollment college level English course. So what? Students were exposed to different literacy theories as a way of critiquing differences. Different pieces of literature. In other words, critical race theory was an example of a theory that could be applied. Other theories such as structuralism. Listen to these terms that they've had to come up with and twist to use to try to make sense. Other theories such as structuralism, deconstructuralism, and feminism were also shared. Wow. All the bad things that America is. In their mind, anyway. Local news source reached out school districts inquiring about the critical race theory being taught in its curriculum, but they wouldn't respond. You know, I love these superintendents who say, we haven't adopted critical race theory, we just teach portions of it. Joe, your host, Dr. B, joins me after the break. Don't go far, we'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You listen to Real Flat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I always say. And the way you become part of the solution is you become informed. Truly informed, not kind of sort of informed, but truly informed. And get your facts straight. And that's the only way we're going to, you know, any of this. I don't care whether it's political or medical, what have you. You've got to have a clue as to what's going on. It's the only way you could fight back and or push back. Now, every week, you know, we have Dr. B on, Dr. Bridget Melson, and she comes on to discuss the issues of the day, some of the, you know, the things that are making people crazy and cause, whether it's depression or confusion. I mean, because all of that, you know, Dr. B, first of all, thanks for being with me. And second, we didn't talk about it during the break yet, but, you know, you're looking at the CDC now saying There might be more variants of this. This hints there might be more lockdowns. Now, you've given people this freedom for a short period of time, and now you're going to shove them back into lockdown. This is not healthy. This is not going to be good for them.
It's really not going to be good for them. And I will tell you, thankfully, a lot of city councils, town councils are fighting back. I don't know if you heard locally here in our a city that's above us, not in our city, because I'm on town council. I'm about to really make a declaration on in our next meeting about masks and the psychology of it. But one lone, she didn't know she was lone, a city council member said, hey, we need to, even though the governor has let it go, the county has definitely let it go, you know, all the mask mandates, we need to demand that our city wears a mask, and everybody wears masks. And you know, she's just went for 1 minute, went on this rant, and they just like looked at her like, we're not trying to lose our seats. Nobody wants to wear them. But it's happening more and more and more. It happened to me, right? I got kicked out of the Verizon store, escorted out. And then it happened to a good friend, Jen, in Arizona. I'd love you to hear her story.
Yep, she happens to be on the line now. Let me pull her on. All right. Jen from Arizona, you're on with Dr. B and Joe.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hello.
You.
So apparently Costco decided they didn't want your money or your kind in the store, huh?
That is absolutely correct. I was shocked because my family spends about $600 a week in there. And obviously our governor lifted the mandate and said businesses could choose from them for themselves, which is fine. But I think that people should be allowed to choose for themselves as well. And Costco did not agree.
Crazy. Who are you with?
I was with my husband and my daughter and a friend of hers. And it was great because my kids were there to see this. And after we walked out, they said to me, wow, Mom, that was really impressive. Like, we would just laugh at them, but you actually had the words to stand up for yourself. And when you asked about the manager who was requesting the mask said to us, you have to respect our person. And I said, well, what about the respect for me? I said, you can protect yourself. Shouldn't I be responsible for protecting myself? And they couldn't answer that. And my kids said, wow, Mom, they couldn't even answer you.
That's great.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it. And
that's
why
it's important to have the information you need to be able to push back. Right, Dr. B?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, and that's why I'm like, oh, Jen, you got to tell your story because she's on it. She's so on it. And real quick question for you, because you know I'm all about the kids, right, and the family. So how are your kids doing with all of this, and how do you think they perceived that all?
So it's interesting that this happened with Costco today, because when my son got home from school, now my son is actually going to school, but they're required to wear masks. And my daughter, who's in high school, they require the mask, and she doesn't want to wear one. So I asked the principal, well, what about her body, her choice, if she doesn't want to wear a mask? So they said, well, she can stay home. She can school from home.
Wow.
But my son does not have that choice. He's actually on the wait list for a virtual. They call it virtual academy. But he decided today he was done. He didn't want to wear the mask anymore. And so he took it off, and the teacher sent him to the office. And when he got to the office, they said, why are you here? And he said, the teacher sent me here because I don't want to wear my mask. And they said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Go back to class.
Woo-hoo!
So I texted my husband and I said, this is what happened today with our son. And he said, we're raising little insurrectionists.
No, you're raising warriors.
Yes.
Warriors.
Yes.
Warriors.
That's right. We're raising patriots. We're raising
kids that
can see the nonsense and are willing to stand up and call it out, even if they're the only ones.
Absolutely.
And that's great,
sure.
Because they're going to be up against things all their lives where they may be the only one in the room. They may be the only one in the room that's pushing back, and I think that's wonderful. You're doing a great job.
It's awesome. I think we're going to have a big insurrection, a big whole, you know, breed of boys named Patrick Henry soon. I love it. We need a bunch of Patrick Henrys.
For now, my son's name is Lincoln.
Take it. That's even better.
That's perfect. That is perfect. Well, listen, thanks for sticking up for your rights. Thanks for opening your mouth. There's a lot of people out there that aren't doing this, and I think that's why we're losing. And then you've shown your children that it's okay to stick up for yourself, respectfully stick up for yourself. So thank you.
Good job.
You're welcome, and thank you guys for just spreading the word. It's what we got to do. We all have to, so we know we're not alone.
Well, Jennifer, keep up the fight. Sure, we'll have you back on.
All right, guys. God bless. Thanks.
You too.
God bless.
That's what, you know what? And that's a great, there was a great example there for her children. There was a great example showing, you know, you don't have to throw bottles. You don't have to light police cars on fire. You don't have to smash windows. You don't have to call people dirty names or beat up old people. You can fight back with knowledge, right?
Totally. And Jen will do it every time. And that's what I keep encouraging, you know, all of my Facebook followers, YouTube channel, all that, everybody to get the information, have talking points, go in. I mean, if you have to write it down, if you have to get pamphlets, I'm about to get a little postcard and just hand it to them, you know, and say, read this. Really, because when I got, you know, kicked out of Verizon, I was like, do you understand this? A, B, C, D. And they just looked at me like, well, we're in the middle of a pandemic, ma'am. And I'm like, did you not hear? What are you talking about? There's nobody in the store. You've got these, you know, little plastic things in between. We're standing 6 feet. And there's nobody in the store. Did I mention that? So I just, it was so ridiculous and so bully of that manager to just stand in my face and wouldn't move until I left.
Yep.
So it's ridiculous. And you know, you think about the stages of grief. You know, I did a whole show with another show actually on grief and how relevant it is today. And I'm going to go through it after this.
Cool. Well, there you go. That's all. That simple. Joe is here, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Dr. B is going to teach us and work us through grief. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden says that most of America will be eligible for a COVID vaccination by the middle of April. The president made the comments on Monday as health officials worry over recent rises in new cases. Biden announced that the federal vaccination program would be increasing the number of pharmacies that will be able to give vaccines up to 40,000 by April 19th. He also called on states that have ended their mask mandates to put them back in place, saying that now is not the time for people to let their guard down against the virus.
You know, we will administer more shots in March than any country on earth. But even so, we have to give more shots in April than we did in March. Because we're in the life and death race with the virus that is spreading quickly, with cases rising again, new variants are spreading, and sadly, some of the reckless behavior we've seen on television over the past few weeks means that more new cases are to come in the weeks ahead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
And everything that she says is important.
Alright, hold on, we're going in. We are back. Joe, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. Don't start talking like they do. Make sure you have the information you need to move forward. All right. Before I bring Dr. B, she's going to talk about grief. Let's see if I can tie it into this. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but it seems to make sense to me. You have all these kids out there looking forward to go back to school. A lot of kids are back in school or almost back in school or partially back in school or driven by the school. You know what I'm saying? Now, the CDC comes out and they say, wait, oh, getting bad. Maybe even worse than we thought. Because COVID-19 cases are spiking in most states. I don't know. We may have to go back to a lockdown and more masks and the whole nine yards. This is going to be a major mental health issue for young people. And to the point that she's going to be talking about in a minute, I think it'll tie in, you know, to having to grieve over the fact that they lost their freedom again, losing their friends, losing loved ones around them that they're used to having around them. Dr. B, am I far off? Come
well,
on, you can call me.
That's a different whole topic, right. But not on this, you're not.
Are you saying I require counseling?
we all probably yes. Require counseling. You know, the reason why I brought up grief is because it's what we're doing, what we're going through, and we've been going through the stages for over a year now, and, you know, the shock and denial, right? Kind of the surrealness of, if that's even a word, but the surreal. It being surreal, COVID, and the severity of it, right? It's a lot for the brain to take in. A pandemic is potentially, you know, very traumatic on families and people and livelihoods. So I think what people need to know is you're grieving. We are grieving, and we're going – it doesn't mean you have to cry all the time. That's not what grief is. It's a lot of things. It's shock and denial, right? And that's what we've – it's a kind of a disbelief, numb feeling. We kind of went through that. So we came out of that, and many people, when they came out of that, are like, I have no job anymore. My kids are losing their minds. They can't go to school anymore. I'm going insane. It's the pain of it. It's the guilt. It's like, could I have done something? Should I have done something? Did we elect the wrong person? Yes. I did not. But all of those things, that is very appropriate guilt if you voted these people in office. But the pain of it. The next is anger and bargaining. Like, well, maybe we can just this, or maybe we should have done this. And just the anger of, like, what is the government doing? What am I doing? What's going on? They're mad at China. They're mad at, you know, Trump, they're mad at Biden, they're mad at everybody. Then next you hit the depression, and then you kind of upward turn. And I think that we have gone through all of that, you know, literally, like economically, physically, personally, mentally, spiritually, gone through all of that. And then the upward turn, and then you can go through it all again. But I think we kind of hit an upward turn. You know, spring is sprung, and a lot of governors are lifting mandates. Some of our kids are going back to school. You're listening to Dr. B and Joe Messina and feeling good about life, and you know that there's hope. And now, and what's very typical is to go back through the stages of grief, and it doesn't have to be in order. And I think now that people, the government and these town stores and it's mostly the big box stores and the corporations that are putting these mandates, you know, just to stick the conservatives and just to stick the conservative government, now we're pissed off. And so it's a part of grief. So, yeah, these are the calls I'm getting. I have friends. I just have a friend out tonight. She's in the next town over, and she was texting. We're on a group. We're like anti-mask for school group. And she said that she walked up because she's waiting for some people, and she's going to get some coffee in this restaurant. And she walked in, and they're like, "Where's your mask?" And she said, "I don't wear a mask." And like, "Well, you don't come in here then." And she's like, "Okay, fine." And they're like, "Are you going to go get your mask?" And she's like, "I'm not. I'm not going to buy anything from you." And she went next door and sat down on a different patio where that, you know, restaurant is allowing it. And it's just, it's so ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And then you heard Jen, you know, her kids witnessed all of that, which she did it in a very appropriate way. But she's angry. You know, she kept it together. But, like, oof. So I just want to tell people, you're going through the stages of grief. Eventually we'll get through acceptance and hope. I don't foresee it in this administration at all, because they're trying to just psychologically beat us down and get us dependent. You know, with all of these stimulus checks, it's crazy. There is such a myth. It's a myth. Welfare dependency is a myth, and it's what they're doing to us. They want to own you, and people are giving up. You know, people just don't care anymore, and it's just watching the psychology of it all is.
Well, you're getting, look at people living in such fear right now that, I mean, think about something. Even if you want to do the right thing, even if you want to get rid of the people that are in there now, what's your choices? If I get rid of them, they've been taking care of me, making sure I have some kind of money coming in. Let me see, the federal loans, they can't foreclose on your house. They can't throw me out if I'm renting. I mean, think about all the protections right now that the government has put in place. You fear to no end if those people move along, because Republicans or Trump. Now, Trump's wouldn't allow them to throw them out in the street right away, but at some point in time, somebody's got to fix this and get us back on the right track again, right?
We absolutely need to fix it. It needs to be, all the assistance needs to be temporary, and it needs to be, you know, given as there are drug tests, which they rarely do, you know, employment tests, you know, it just, there's a whole, it's so interesting because I've been in practice for over 20 years as a psychologist, and I've got people that come in that can't afford it, right? They really need counseling, but they can't afford it. And I will say, well, I'm going to still charge you what you think you can afford. And they're like, "You're still charging me." I'm like, "Absolutely." And some people may say, "Oh, how can you do that, Dr. B?" And I don't charge my normal rate. I'll say $10 or $20, something. And we'll go through, well, part of the counseling is going through the budget and saying, "Oh, you went to McDonald's 3 times this week. I'll take that money. Let's do that. That's $15. Do that." Because it has to hurt, right? It has to. There has to be a give from them to get the help. And we've got, that's what we need to infuse into our government and into these, you know, welfare plans and programs. And it's just, man, I have clients and people that I know that are more liberal, and they're just waiting, you know, waiting for that check. And I'm like, "Well, what are you doing? And, you know, what are you doing to change it?" And it's just so interesting, because back in the day, and it's all over the Bible, it's what God created us for. We those of us, or those out there that have more than others. We are to give. We are to help. And that's just how it naturally works. The church kicks in. We kick in. We can help other people in during COVID. Our community has. A lot of neighbors have. But now the government isn't allowing it because they just want to take more and more and
Separating us more and more, making us more dependent on them, government officials, government programs. When you look at what's going on around you, it's a flat out lie to talk about young kids starving in this country, people starving in this country, because there is a program, a church, an activity, a something in your neighborhood that you can go to and get fed, get clothing, get a place to stay if you would. So I think for me anyway, that game has played out, and it doesn't fit with me anymore.
Well, and that's part of this whole thing. I agree, and part of this whole what COVID has done, again, is taken all of that away. It's like they're stripping all of us, right? They're stripping us of the ability to help and to give and churches to reach out because you can't go to church or you can't go to school after school program. It's just all intertwined. If I'm making any sense at all, there's just a big picture here about all of it. And which brings me to the point I wanted to definitely talk about, if we have time, the psychology of the mask wearing and kids being unable to be involved with the community and with church and youth groups and in schools. And just like Jen, the caller, said, her child's like, I'm not doing it. I'm just not wearing it anymore. I can't do it. Got sent to the principal. The principal's like, well, you don't really have this problem yet. Go back to class. And I love it. And she made a good point, on her Facebook page that we do need to take a stand and encourage our kids to as well. Not in a way where they're singled out and bullied, but just at what point do we do it? And all of these new, just to encourage parents to really talk to their children about it, there are these new statistics out talking about, they just came out March 2021, about how severely the masks are affecting children.
Okay, well, we're going to hit that on the other side of the break, so be ready for it. Joe Bazzini, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B right after this.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Well, it's early yet.
Too many buttons, people. So, to see your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem, because then I got to bail you out, too. I'm not interested in doing it. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And the way you get involved in a proper way, not a Democrat way. You know, I love it when they say, well, you can say Democratic. No. No, actually, I can't. Democratic and Democrats, two different things. Sorry. Anyway, you know, and again, don't be them. Make sure you're informed. Make sure you actually have a clue. Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. She does every week, and I so much appreciate her time with me. You should, too. We're dealing with the issues of the day, the issues that you're going through. Everybody's going through these things. And you and I have talked, Dr. B, a million times about this mask-wearing gig and how it separates people, how it's breaking that human bond. Whether you know somebody, look at walking down a street, you can change a complete stranger's mindset by simply throwing a smile at them, can't you?
100%. Absolutely, you can. And it's just interesting. I'm reading, you know, it's just what I do all day. I mean, amongst other things, take care of kids and all that. But reading articles and these new research studies from all around the world, it's interesting. And there's no distinction with children, no matter what country you're in, with this mask wearing and the development. And I I'm going to read this one for, or not read, I'm going to quote or talk about one really quickly because it blew my mind. And King Lee, she's a professor that's known, she's a professor of like applied psychology and human development at the University of Toronto. And she's very liberal. And it's interesting because I've read, I would say 9 out of the 10 articles and research studies that I've read says that this mask wearing is becoming an issue. And there is severe cognitive development that is at risk. And then she comes along and she's like, and I quote, she's saying that children are very, very smart and they are just learning to use different methods when interpreting social cues. And she goes on to talk about how kids are adaptive to new environments, that they're just learning new ways, just like a blind person, you know, learns to hear differently or a hearing impaired person learns to, you know, sense things and see things. And children are the same way and that they're very malleable. And these masks are probably doing them a service, you know, doing more good for them than bad. And this, yes, and it goes on, and it just makes me want to literally throw up. Just, you know who she works for, you know who's in her pockets. Whereas the rest are saying that now, and these are these are current research studies of May, in March, I was going to say May, I'm ready for May, March of 2021, talking about how dehumanizing they are, truly, and that children, you know, when they're walking around and looking around into different classrooms, or they go out and they see their friends, that sometimes it's startling to them, the younger they are, when they see a face and they can't tell, you know what I mean? We can't all do the Tyra Banks smize, you know, smile with their eyes. We don't all do that. Models work years to get that down. So we don't have it down. And I just found it interesting because it's starting to really stimulate their stress hormones and reflex. Yeah. And we're causing severe anxiety issues now. And again, we know that can lead to addiction and we know that can lead to drug and alcohol abuse. And this is what is starting to come out now, the concerns. And I'm like, you know me, every week with you, I'm yelling at people and talking to parents and saying, it's time. As a whole, we've got to take a stand and stop this. I'm good with 6 feet apart. I'm good with the little partitions. I'm good with washing your hands. Great. All practical stuff. We could have been doing this, you know, all along. Mm-hmm. But these masks, it's bad. Mind, body, spirit, emotion. It's critical that they see our expressions, and it's critical that they read lips, you know, and help develop all of that. I just think it's an injustice that we're going to pay for in, you know, coming up here in 5-10 years. So
yeah, all this stuff to me is what's the real frustrating thing. You know, people do want to believe in their government. They want to believe in the medical world. They want to believe in those people around them that are supposed to be professionals, that are supposed to be helping them out. And yet you look at everything that they have done when it comes to, again, the mask. I mean, taught from the 70s how body language, people's faces, eye contact, facial expressions all set the tone for a conversation, all set the tone for whatever kind of interaction you have with another human being. And yes. Again,
100%.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, we were taught, especially when it comes to kids, being adults, you know, being in the education world, you get down on, and you already know this, you get down on their level, right?
Yes.
You look them in the eye, you smile, you speak softly to them. If you're trying to, you know, if you've just met them or you're trying to talk them through something, you can't do any of that now. You can get down at their level, but they can't see your face. They can't see your facial expressions. This is not healthy for them.
Yes, you're right about the facial expression. It erases our facial expressions completely. Yeah. It discourages communication. So everybody, you know, I went into a store and, you know, I don't wear them. Allie doesn't wear it. And, you know, I'm just like, hey, and people are just like, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay. It's just everybody's pissed off. Goodness gracious. And I feel like, you know, you're going to get mask mouth. I mean, this is a real thing, too. I don't know if you've heard of mask mouth with dentists.
No.
They're seeing more receding gums, halitosis, which is really bad breath, and then cavities more than ever because of the masks. So there's so many things that are happening, and just why? I just I think, you know, my heart is with kids. It's with children. We've got, you know, the flu pandemic, H1N1, that killed more kids than this alone in 1 year. Here we've got kids 0 to 17, basically, that the 0.01% have died of COVID, and most children don't even have symptoms nor need to be hospitalized.
Right.
So they're dropping their masks on the ground. They're picking them back up. I saw one kid on a playground remove his mask, sneeze on three kids, and then put it back on. I'm like, it's really.
I'm sorry.
Goodness.
I think it's funny myself.
It is hilarious. That I cracked up, and it's funny. It is funny. It's their kids. They're not, you know, they're wiping their face with it and you twirling it and it.
Yep.
It just needs to stop. I'm telling you, parents, you got to quit being fearful. The ones that are, you know, trying to be the warriors and be brave, do it. Do it. We have to rise up. I'm sorry. It's time to help our kids and remove these things.
Now, it's like your Jennifer from Arizona did, and others. Now I see doing it more and more. You do yeah. need to speak up for the kids, but they've got you petrified. They've got you afraid. They've got you backed into a corner because the government is so powerful, right? I mean, in their mind, the government's so powerful. But till we start pushing back, nothing's ever going to change.
Nothing is.
Scary. You know?
We have to. And as you and I always say, get involved. You know, we've got all of these small council meetings coming up in a lot of states and school board meetings. We've got to do it. Sometimes it can be just one person that you vote for. We got to get out and vote for these smaller elections and these smaller elections. It one person in your whole town's back wearing masks It's yep. going to continue. You know that, being on the board. You're the lone wolf, but, man, you're fighting. And
you can't stop. You can never stop. I mean, again, over and over again, I have the story of David in the back of my head on a regular basis. This weekend there was another pastor doing a sermon about, well, you know, look at what's going on around you. And, you know, we all feel like, is this beatable? Is this unsurmountable? Remember the story of David. And he walked in and looked around. Anybody today would have gone, I'm out of here. You guys are on your own, based on the character that we have today. But he didn't. He stayed. And he stayed because he knew that God was behind him. And I think, you know, you and I were talking about the church decline, you know, people going to churches
yes.
declined tremendously. And it isn't because they haven't been able to go or because they're sick or that wasn't the way the question was posed. But for the first time in a long time, we've dipped below 50%. Of people, you know, of the country going to church on a regular basis, and most of that is old folks. Young people don't see a need for God anymore, don't see a need for religion or whatever you want to call it. They don't see a need for it anymore. And again, when you first came on the show, I'm going to use the same mantra. What have your parents done to your children? What have you taught them? You knuckleheads who said, I'll let them figure it out when they're older. Yeah, okay, that's worked out well, hasn't it? Why didn't you throw them a set of keys when they were 4 years old and say, hey, I'll let them figure out how to drive on their own, okay? I mean, this, it's ridiculous, and look what it's done, and look at what you've raised, and look at what's in the street.
Look at it. No, and it's nothing next to what we're going to see in the next 10 years.
No.
Nothing. It is nothing. You think this is bad? You think these millennials kicking everybody out of Costco and Verizon is bad? You wait. I can't speak louder and clearer, more clear to parents and saying it's fear not.
Yeah.
Know who you serve. And I get that in certain times you need to follow the rules. I am not saying not to do that. I do that out of respect when I need to. But when the numbers are actually dropping significantly, not going up, as WHO says and CDC, hospitals, they're not full anymore. And your governor in your big government, you know, bigger positions, sorry, I don't mean big government, are telling you, you don't need to do it. But individual stores, that's dangerous. That's when it gets dangerous.
Hey, vote with your wallet.
Yes.
They'll see that. Yeah. Hey, where can people find you? Where can they find your wonderful writings?
DrBRadio.com.
That's so easy, people. If you can't get that, you shouldn't be driving. You know what I'm saying? Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. It's all Joe for one whole hour, and I will make you nuts. I promise. We'll be back next time.